I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's podcast today. Let's podcast today.
All right.
That's going to be our... That's the title of this episode. As we hack and cough, it's not COVID.
It's allergies.
It's allergies.
The world keeps going.
Let's champagne problems this. Okay, so we live in Southern California. The weather is generally always awesome. Coming from Nebraska, it's literally awesome.
Yeah, but can I say this time of year, I really miss the fall.
Yeah, but we only miss the fall in the cute parts and then they deal with winter. So yes, I do miss the fall, but I'm saying right now the hardest part of California weather is right now because the days are warm and then the nights are cold. So you end up getting that weird, do you run your air conditioner or your furnace and then
there's
you end up
a very weird desert thing that happens in Southern California where you're like, I'm sweating and there's a cool breeze. I don't understand.
Then you end up like, kind of sick.
I think what it is you're baking.
We go outside and we have like a fresh, refreshing cocktail with an ironic jacket on and we're fine.
Is that what you do in your backyard?
Yes.
Kristen loves a good puffer coat too.
I'm telling you, there is not a better couture for me than a puffer coat or a tech vest. Oh, I love a good vest.
Jen's
literally squirming right now. She's like, oh God.
I do have a tech vest.
You do not. What tech vest? Puffer vest.
What's a tech vest?
The thing you would hate the most.
Road construction.
Yes, basically.
Yeah, I don't need that.
One of my fleece ones that is.
Ew. If that's got like one of those crew collars on, I'm going to punch you.
Uncrinkle your face. You don't know me or what I garden in.
I absolutely do.
Don't worry about it.
Is that what a tech vest is?
Yes, it's very handy, Jen. It's got pockets on the inside and pockets on the outside.
As your friend, I don't want you to tell anybody this. So, well, let's edit this part out.
Nope. It's time the world knows. I wear Costco underpants and tech vests. It should not come as a surprise to anyone.
You're just a sex machine, aren't
you? I'm a sex machine. Hey, man, my next step is cargo pants, which I really enjoy those too. It's a slippery slope for me.
You know what my husband wore one time accidentally?
What?
Cargo pant or the capri pants. He bought them.
I actually think those are cool.
Well, they're like clam diggers or whatever they call them.
He's from that part of the country.
I know, and he wore them to that kind of a place. But everybody
with his slides?
Those are his bedroom shoes. Yeah.
Gross.
I don't know what shoes he wore with them, but everybody was like, are you wearing cranberry clam diggers? It doesn't seem like you're that kind of guy. And he's not. He's ashamed of it. Yeah.
My husband is so uptight about his clothes that he wears, he just got his first pair of slides. And there's something about the way he wears them that feels like he's wearing something filthy. Like he's wearing like a ball gag. He walks in them like they're like a sin on his feet.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're slides. You're not.
What do you mean he's not comfortable?
He's
in
like
them?
Weird about him. Yeah. It's like his feet are naked and he's like exposed. And I'm like, you have perfectly nice feet, but he's weird about flip flops and slides.
I don't think men care about feet at all. I was thinking about that because look, I painted like just my big toe because I have these like peep toe boots on. I was like, God, somebody's going to look at it. And not you, but somebody else.
I don't wear open toed shoes because, God, do we have any sexy music right now? Because there should be a sexy background.
Are you going to talk about your bunions?
I don't want to talk about my bunion, but I'm going to talk about my bunions. Ingrown toenail. Ooh. And I dare not wear an open-toed shoe around Jen Smedley because she'll think she can doctor me.
Disgusting. I want to pull those out.
No, honestly, gross.
Well, I'm going to reminisce about the days when we could go get pedicures. Oh. And if I had one, the girl that would do my pedicures, I love her and I miss her. I need to like send her a text and see if she still loves me. But she would be like, does that hurt? And I'm like, not enough. Get in there and get it out. Ugh. Yank it out and then show me how long it is.
Gross.
It's very satisfying.
Oh, guys, we're podcasting. That's how we started our podcast today. Thank you for joining
everybody.
Us.
Hi, everybody. We're professional podcasters. Kristen and Jen.
Here at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
We are not going to talk about clam diggers, toes, ingrown toenails, or any of that.
We might. I'm tangential. I might. If I get uncomfortable and I want to talk about something better.
I'm forcing Kristen to talk to me about like home renovation stuff because everybody is like, you can't get anybody to like hang wallpaper in your house right now because everybody's home and staring at their walls and like, I got to change this. So
yeah, we're going to talk about that. It's the way I feel about how I'm staring at my husband.
I do have a quality time. Quality time.
She's got quality time.
Beauty. Beauty.
Beauty! And I'm only telling you guys this because I think Kristen will enjoy this about me, which she knows. This is not going to be a shock for her. But I ordered eye cream. And, you know, we all need it. We all need it during this pandemic. And perfume, because normally I'm like, a bottle every month and a half kind of gal when it comes
honestly,
to perfume. Honestly.
Are you a dayer? Every dayer?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You are?
Yes.
I only keep it for special occasions. I've had the same bottle of Chanel for 4 years.
Do I smell like perfume ever?
Never.
Really?
Well, you smell nice.
I gotta switch it up then.
You smell nice.
I like when you can smell somebody where you're like,
maybe I've just been around you literally for so long that if another human walked by me with your fragrance on, I'd be like, that smells like Jen.
You've got a nose blind to me.
I'm nose
maybe
blind.
Because I put so much on. I'm shocked because I always think that I have a lot of perfume on.
I really don't. I also am, I guess I am a sensitive person to smells, but I must be like used to yours or it's not overwhelming.
I don't know.
Because if a woman gets in an elevator with me and she's wearing some crap from like Big Lots, I can't stand it.
Well, I like to smell somebody. Like I like when somebody has, you're like, oh, that smells like my grandma or, you know, that smells like my friend or something.
Yeah, it just depends. Because like I told you, my mom bought me a box set of White Diamonds.
Yeah, that nobody
wants
to smell like White Diamonds.
When I was 18 and I was like,
yeah.
I would layer that stuff on and I was like, this is reserved for a 78-year-old woman and I'm 19.
Yeah.
And then I got obsession and then the party started.
I do kind of wear old lady perfume. This is so, you guys, I'm sorry. Just buckle up.
It's a long day. We're going to go deep.
So I wear old lady perfumes. I've worn for years J'adore. And
oh,
that's
not old lady, but yeah.
But they're old. They're not anything new.
Jen, they're classic.
Well, that's classic. I love them. And I tell you what, I don't like to go sniff perfume at places. Like, so I just kind of have been in this habit of forever getting the exact same perfumes. But anyways, finally ran out of perfume during stay at home.
Right.
Ran out of eye cream. Ordered some. Like, that combo together is an expensive order.
Yeah.
So
I'm always like, where's there a gift with purchase?
I did. I got so many. I waited until there was like a discount code.
Yep.
And then all these gifts with purchase. So
usually you can go to the counter and be like, hey, throw in some samples, if you will, lady, and don't be stingy about them. If you give me one packet, I'm going to lose my mind.
No. You should get a lot. I got five gifts.
Nice.
Yeah. But I ordered online. And so it was supposed to come delivered by like FedEx or something like that. But it's like called On Track or something like that that does it for FedEx.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the first time it was that fake Chanel jewelry that I ordered from China.
Yeah.
They delivered it down the street and the people, I could never get a hold of them, could never get a hold of the company, never got it. And I ordered like 7 or 8 things and it was like $200 that I just pissed away.
That they said, the neighbor said, oh, we never saw
them. They say you guys take it up with the shipper.
Because
we show that it was delivered and then there's some bullshit signature on it.
She kept it.
Well, that's what I think happened. So my box of perfume and eye cream got delivered like six blocks over. And I could see, because on the app, it showed where it was delivered to, because I got a notification the night before that it got delivered late. And I was like, okay, I'll just go out in the morning and get it. And it wasn't there. So I got on the app, checked out. I'm like, honey, watch the kids. I'm going to get in the car. I'll be right back. I got some eye cream I got to go get.
Yeah, because eye cream you don't mess around with. Lotion, you could let it go. Eye cream you fight for. It's expensive.
So I'm like figuring it out on this app, like I'm a private detective, which house it is, because it didn't give the exact address. It just gave like a dot. And so I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's this house based on this like adjoining street.
Jen's a private detective with eye bags that is, she will not stand for this injustice.
Really rough looking bitch was staking out my house. She smelled terrible. Yeah. I don't know what the deal was.
She needs eye cream and perfume. Why is that bitch here?
But I was like, I had to get home. I had to make the kids lunch. So I get out of the car and it's like a gated house.
Oh, no.
And I was like, man, with like COVID and everything, like, bank. What am I going to do? Like, how? Well, she's pulling out of the driveway. No. Yeah.
Do you have your minivan? Say yes.
I had my minivan.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so I got out in the street, plenty of traffic, but I was like, no, this will just take a second, everybody. And I was like, this is suspect. When I tell you, in my defense, this is suspect. And I say, did you get an order from FedEx yesterday? I think it might be mine. She goes, no, I got my order from FedEx yesterday.
Oh, what a snotty way to reply.
And I go,
did she have excellent eye skin and smell delightful?
So she was Russian and said it with like kind of a smile. And it's not like because she was Russian. It was just her inflection.
Yeah, it makes hard for a good, it makes for a good like part of this story.
Yeah.
I got my.
And like, you know, my red hot temper or whatever. I felt like she was like kind of doing it with the wink or whatever. Cause it's like, prove that it's yours. I go, what did you get in your order? And she goes, it was from Capital. Then she could tell that I was like not joking. She goes, it was something from Capital One. It had my name on it.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know. I got some Moscow Mule.
Like, and the Capital One's glasses. Like way too specific. So I was like, okay, I don't think you.
Fine. You don't have
I'm
my package.
I'm going to let you go this time. Well, what if she was like,
like she's like dabbing on eye cream as you talk to her. And
you
like,
look way too moisturized,
yeah,
bitch.
I can tell.
Get out of the car.
That has the glimmer that I wanted in my cream.
But I felt like I was going to get screwed over again.
I know. Everybody's quick to the punch.
I got home. My husband was like, did you get it? I was like, no. And started telling the story. He's like, did you almost get in a fight over eye cream? And I was like, 1,000%.
Don't you dare judge me, sir.
Absolutely.
Don't judge me, sir. And then you have to tell him how much it costs. And then you're like,
and then he was like,
like $29.
Okay.
What do you care?
He's like, I'm going to roll by there later and have a talk with her husband.
Oh, man. Yeah. No. If he knew how much you actually paid, he'd be like, I'm going to get in that minivan, go talk to her myself. Let's take her Capital One present and keep it for ourselves.
Yeah.
We'll just trade.
I know. So then, like, we called the company. They had been in contact with FedEx to get it back. But I don't feel
did
bad
you get
about
it?
Yeah, they delivered it today, finally.
Okay,
so,
good, because your skin does look amazing and you
thank
smell
you.
Wonderful.
Worth it. Totally worth
the fight.
I can't
worth
believe
the
that.
Fight.
I literally, A, stopped traffic. B, told my kids, I am not going to feed you lunch right now because I have a pressing concern.
None of this feels wrong to me. I would do 100% the same thing. I would do it if my gift with purchase didn't come. If I got the actual thing, but I didn't get those five small samples that make it all seem right, I would call the company and I'd be like, you guys promised like a 0.047 ounce thing of serum and it is not in here. Can you please send me 18?
Yeah. Also, I feel like I deserve extra because
I'm upset now, really, and now my eyes are really watering.
I'm gonna Yelp about this.
Can you help me? I need a deal. Send me free stuff. You know that I love free stuff. Well,
so
I feel bad that you had that tragic event.
Everything's okay now. I'm a little embarrassed about it, but
I wouldn't be. You stood your ground. By the way, culturally, she's gonna think you're amazing and probably want to be your best friend.
She's like,
she's Russian. I got no time for the week. Like,
exactly.
I'm gonna give you what you give me, and that's a love in an aggressive way. Me and Russians, we speak the same language. I mean, I'm Eastern European. I'm basically like one adjacent over. So I get it. She was just like, she totally got your vibe. I like it.
Because I do, like, the kids go to school and there's like a bunch of Russian moms there and they don't use like a friendly inflection, even if they're saying something nice.
Yeah.
So, and it's just the translation of the languages. So it doesn't bother me. So I kind of like knew in my head, if I was like just direct with her, it would be fine.
Yeah. That's the same if with like where Russian language, the acquisition. Oh, you're right. It always sounds like the same inflection. So like whatever they say to you, it always sounds like it's like very like from their gut. But the same
You know what you should do is not stupid things.
Not be dumb.
Yeah, don't be.
Meanwhile, someone that's from like Norway or like the Netherlands, they always sound like they're on a boppy, like one of those bouncy things. Like a Skargenberg, like a schnick. Like they always sound happy even though they're telling you to go screw yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like a Schnuckbergen. My mom is like so like five shades of Scandinavian.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Avian.
Public Goods, the one-stop shop for sustainable, high-quality, everyday essentials made from clean ingredients. That's cool. At an affordable price. Everything from coffee to toilet paper and shampoo to pet food.
Public Goods searches the globe to find clean, healthy, eco-friendly, and innovative products. I love the hand soap. And I love the dish soap. And I love the, what do you call it, laundry soap.
Okay, so I was going to say that I love the dish soap, but I really love it as a hand soap.
I just love both. That everybody's using soap.
Exactly. We're going through so much right now, and it doesn't dry you out like everything else does.
No.
Super
Finn's
nice.
Little hands are so, little skin is so red, and that moisturizer is so good on it.
Yeah, and they come in nice, cool packaging.
Yeah,
that's like
it looks
modern
very cool.
Looking.
Looks
I love
very
it.
Cool.
Well, they're committed to making their products healthy and safe for humans, animals, and the environment.
Knowing what's in your products and where they come from is important. Small changes in the way we shop can make a big impact on personal health and the world at large.
They use a membership model to keep costs low and pass on even more savings to their customers. Best of all, you can make your first purchase with no obligation.
We worked out an exclusive deal for just iMom So Hard podcast listeners. You receive $15 off your first Public Goods order with no minimum purchase. That's right. They are so confident that you will absolutely love their products and come back again and again and again that they are going to give you $15 to spend on your first purchase.
You basically have nothing to lose. Just go to publicgoods.com/mom or use code MOM at checkout. That's public, P-U-B-L-I-C, goods, goods.com/mom to receive $15 off your first order. No, can I tell you this? I'm so scared that this is like not socially or culturally, but we'll just edit it out if it's not. But I'm just telling this story that, so my mother-in-law lived in the Philippines for a couple years when she was a kid. And like where she lived, they had a lot of break-ins and people would break in nude and greased their body.
What?
They would, because then people didn't want to like attack them or fight them or whatever. And they would get away if you tried to grab
that's
them.
That's like at my family reunions when they do the greased pig thing.
Exactly.
And
but
I
it's
can
a greased
catch them.
Robber.
It's a greased robber.
Okay. Just word to the wise, if you plan to rob Kristen, you can be fully naked and be greased and she'll catch you.
I will catch you. I've been to
those.
She'll
hog-tie you.
I will hog-tie you. I will sweep your leg. I will wrestle your naked ass to the ground.
And by the way, we're moms, so we wrestle like really dirty naked bodies into pajamas, like just constantly. So it's like all in a night's work.
Yeah, like I'd like to see you give a bigger effort to put on pajamas than try to steal my like old DVD player. Have at it. I'd probably just give it to you and say like, can you just like...
Yeah.
Can you get a couple of chores done while you're here? I know you're naked, but I just need the manpower. I will pay you and then you'll make some money and get a DVD player.
You're like, here's a VCR. It is not fun to take these to the recycling
place. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. So
especially because there's a tape in it and I'm not sure what's on it. So here you go, sir. Enjoy it for
later. Sure you take that to one of those decal companies.
To either Uncle Buck or Mommy's butt.
What do they call that? Demagnetize? Yeah. Decalb, that's corn.
Porn?
Corn.
Corn?
It's corn porn. Decalb is like a fertilizer or something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Decobo, I don't know. Somebody will tell us.
Oh, man.
Whatever it
is. We're going to get more DMs on that than anything else.
I know.
Like, no, you're farming.
But we're going to talk about home renovation.
Oh, God.
I have a related hot flash with that, too, but I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. I can also tell you about my hot flash because it's neat.
Is it an actual hot flash?
Fuck off, no. I don't have those yet. I'm
so much for not F-bombing this year. We were like, sometimes we go a little foul. Why? Yeah,
my circuitry's off, but it's not that off. It's not dead. It's just like...
Yeah, mine's like we've got an electrician. This is home reno related. He's not that good, and so like you turn on a light and it sort of like
flickers.
Yeah,
it snaps.
That's what my reproductive system's doing right now. I think it's like it's not totally dead, but
also,
it's like
I'm just mad at the person I get to have sex with. So all of me is mad and dead, and I'm just like, why even plug in the lights if you don't care if they twinkle? Like I'm not. You know what I mean?
I lost the metaphor. What's twinkling?
Is not my libido. I'm serious. Listen, I take care of my own business. That's not your business. That's my business.
Well, but you're just a human person.
That's just my way to relieve back pain. But
right now.
Shit.
Now we know. Kristen came in. She could barely walk and say she slipped a disc changing the sheets. But now I know.
Hey, man, if my back hurt because of that, I'd be in a much better mood. I'd be like, my back hurts, but it was worth it.
I know what you mean by changing the sheets.
Yeah,
now.
No, that I wish that sounds far better than the actual story, which is I hurt my back by simply changing my bedspread.
But that's how people hurt their back, is it's always doing something really
stupid.
Dumb. Yeah.
It's a good reminder that like our bodies are not, like you have to take care of yourself because you can do something so strenuous and you're like, God, I've still got it.
Yeah.
Then you change a blanket and you feel like somebody ran you over with a truck. It's just the dumbest thing.
Yeah. I remember hearing this story about, did you remember the story about this woman whose car slipped out of park and it was going to roll into her kids? And she stopped. It was like a Ford Expedition or something. And she stopped it
with her body.
She stopped it like with her fist and then not her fist, like lunged against it, whatever. And she did. It did break her back. It like bent her in half, but totally like saved her three kids from getting rolled over by that.
How old were the kids? Could they have helped the car?
They were little. Oh, they were like,
if I had a 14 on me and there was like,
mine would just let me die.
Yeah, they would be like, Mom, sorry. Ugh, Mom.
Mine would
the car's rolling and now I can't watch Dude Perfect.
That's what I was going to say. They'd scream at me to do better.
Yeah, Mom, we're losing our Wi-Fi signal because you're throwing yourself. The car.
Mom, can you log me in?
Mom, now we can't toggle because you're too far away.
Exactly.
Where'd she go? Who cares? Sign on. So remember when we put on Instagram, the question was, have you ever almost gotten a divorce by putting together shelves?
Oh, yeah.
And the resounding answer to that question was yes.
Oh,
many,
hell yeah.
Many couples have gotten into little spits and spats over putting together bullshit shelves. But listen to this. So this is, it's Kay LaMariette. if I'm saying that, Maniette.
K-M.
It's K-L-A-M-I-E-T-T-E. And she's very sweet. And she's on her Instagram. And this is what she writes. When my husband and I were dating during our senior year of high school, my mom bought a treadmill and she didn't want to pay anyone to have to put it together.
Oh, God.
So naturally, she asked us to do it for her. It took us about 4 hours, but we laughed and joked the whole time. 8 years later, when we got engaged, my mom said she knew we would get married the day we put together her treadmill and didn't fight at all. I would just like to say the treadmill is still loyally drying her delicates to this day.
Amazing. Oh, that's so good.
It's so good. I kind of knew that I would end up with, like, Colin. I mean, I knew I would end up with him forever because it was an immediately, like, a sweet bang fest. That's so unromantic. But we were
a sweet bang fest. Oh, I hope he listens to this episode because I'm sure he
would. Wish I wouldn't have said that because now it's going to encourage him.
Hey, but, you want to go have a sweet bang fest?
You want to go have a bang fest and then go have an appetizer? Sounds good to me. Let's gain 20 pounds. But we were in bed and I said to him, oh, my windows are so loud and creaky. I wish they didn't make that noise. And that man went to Home Depot and got that stuff that you like.
Of course he did immediately. Yeah.
Brrr, and he put it in the windows. I've never had anybody do that for me before. And I was like, okay, man. Like,
well, I don't need pants anymore.
I don't need pants anymore, and this will explain.
Guess what? I'll get pregnant very fast next week. But if you find somebody that you can problem solve with,
it's the best.
I think my husband and I can problem solve well together. But the problem is, I solve problems better than he does.
That's not untrue. But he, but he's a good time, and he makes stressful situations more stressful by bringing out what is stressful about the situation, and then it makes it inevitably funny. He just calls out what the situation is, and then everybody laughs at it.
For instance, he woke me up today by saying, I almost had a fist fight with our electrician.
And there you have it. We're going to dive into this next subject, which is also decorating something that's old, which is my house.
Okay.
Not this decorating. This is a big deal.
It's big news because Kristen has this great colonial style home.
It's old. It's the oldest house in the neighborhood. It was built in 1931. It was an original farmhouse in the middle of Studio City, which if you've never been to LA, it literally is kind of right next to Universal Studios and NBC Studios. And it's a very nice little neighborhood, but it's got a little hustle and bustle to it.
It's the best neighborhood.
I really love it.
And this is my design. Number one rule is if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
But so there's nothing wrong with not having updated this house because it has all these beautiful fixtures and stuff like that, but it's not working for your growing family.
Well, what the hell does that mean? That sounds like I'm pregnant.
That every I,
come on.
No. Kristen's she got a new puppy. She's
barely. We might give her away.
No, I mean your kids are growing.
Yes.
Like Finn's my height.
Yes. So we love Athletic Greens. Basically what it is, it's a green nutrient drink. You put a little scoop in this great water bottle that comes with your order. You shake it up. And you drink that, and that can replace your multivitamin. And it tastes really yummy, and it's so much better than taking those horse pills called multivitamins.
With so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. Because we all got busy schedules, poor sleep, some of us exercise, or simply not eating enough of the right foods. But this is like a no-brainer. You do it in the morning. It's really easy. Do it before your coffee is how they recommend it.
Yep.
And then you're done for the day. You've done a little self-care for yourself.
Yeah, and you've been able to put more nutrients in your body in that one drink than you will by taking tons of vitamins throughout the day. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's one and done, and you've done the right thing. Done it in the morning, so you know you're starting your day off right. This is where Athletic Greens is very helpful because their daily all-in-one powder is by far the easiest and most delicious nutritional habit that you can add to your health routine and empower you to take ownership of your health.
One scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including probiotics, a green superfood blend, and more that all work together to increase your energy and focus, aid with digestion, and support a healthy immune system.
And right now, Athletic Greens is doubling down on supporting your immune system during the winter months. They're offering our audience a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit our link today.
Simply visit Athletic Greens. athleticgreens.com/imomsohard. That's athleticgreens.com/imomsohard and get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. That's good with your first purchase. This episode is supported by the team at Vistaprint. And this holiday, Vistaprint are all about helping you create custom gifts that are so personal, they could never get re-gifted.
That's right. And you know what feels great is to get a gift with your name on it. You get a gift
spelled
with your
correctly.
Spelled correctly. Makes you feel so loved and so seen. It could be anything, really. But the nice thing at Vistaprint is they have so many wonderful options.
Somebody gave us jammies with our initials on them 1 year, and we were like, what are we, zillionaires?
Yeah, I've worn them to the point of no return.
Well, Vistaprint specializes in unregiftable gifts, gifts so unique and personal that you wouldn't dream of regifting. One-off gifts like custom mugs and canvas prints, photo books, and wall calendars. They're the kind of thoughtful gifts you really can't wait to give. People get excited about them. At Vistaprint, you can also create your own personalized holiday cards.
You should try those.
Yeah, I know. 1 year of my life, maybe. You can add your photos and messages and even finishing touches like embossed foil and scalloped edges.
Go to Vistaprint.com/mom to get started on your unregiftable gift. The holidays are coming up. Don't miss your chance to get an unregiftable gift. Get started today at Vistaprint.com/mom. The thing that's great about this house is that the neighborhood is so nice. But in order to get into this neighborhood, we did the real estate, you know, 101, which is by the worst house on the block, which I don't think our house is
it's
terrible.
It's not. I'll tell you which ones are, but not on the podcast. That's rude.
But we bought this house and it's been really good to us during quarantine. But as like everybody else, you're in this house and you're staring at it and you're like, there's some problem areas. And finally, I told my husband, I said, I have analysis paralysis. We just keep talking about it. We're not doing anything about it. Like, let's finally decide to do a kitchen remodel. And here's how I work.
Can I add though?
Yes.
When you moved it, when they moved into the house, she's like, I went to this, what do you got, open house day? Man, I hate that. We're going to buy it. We're going to buy it. We're probably going to buy it. Exactly, it's real right. 80s. And the first time I went there, I expected it to look like, you know, the neighbor's house on Christmas vacation, you know, or is that, am I thinking, or is it Uncle
Bob? Right.
Okay,
you're
where
right.
Julia Louise Dreyfus, yeah. They're the yuppie
I don't
neighbor.
Know Todd.
Yeah. It's like all like that glass block shit. And it's not. It's no, not like that at all.
But what they did, I'll tell you what the biggest problem with this house is. The house itself, the original house, is pretty great. It's a Dutch colonial house. It's built like a loaf of bread. It's very hot. It's two stories and it's very narrow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have very much square footage. But this guy that owned the house, and I'm just gonna talk straight shit about this guy because
okay.
this
guy, well, the paperwork's been done
like,
a long time.
Let me
ago.
Tell you, kind of. Almost like he tried to take one of the lights before he left. I said, you take that light. This deal is off. Like,
yep.
I will get ugly about this. So this guy decided to add
break
an addition.
Your back, man.
I swear to God, I will roll you over. I just hurt my back moving a bedspread. I will throw myself on you.
And
I will
lose,
grease
man.
Myself up. I will get naked and I will throw myself
steal
on
it
you.
Out of your house.
I said,
I'll
I
find out from the
you.
Real estate agent.
So the house. The house, there's an addition that the guy put on in like 1992. Now, he went to the store and he goes, I need to put this addition on and I need it to be the cheapest piece of shit possible. And I'd like to put Spanish tile in this Dutch colonial house. And do you have any for sale? And the salesman said, I sure do, sir. Come on over to the stack that has kitty paw prints. In every fifth corner of a tile.
It's intentional, right?
It's intentional, Jenna.
When we are traveling for like the live show, we always redesign magazines and trash magazines, like on the
more
flight.
More design,
the car.
A little bit of trash, but then we get on the plane and people always go, do you guys ever run out of things to talk about? And I go, is there never not a home design magazine?
Yeah, no.
Because
she brought some with her.
These are from the plane. That when we would travel together, because I collect over the course of time. And then by the time I pull the trigger, everything's out of style.
That's no.
Don't worry, guys. I got 4 more years and those kitty cat tiles are going to be back in.
Well, I that's probably actually
true. No, they're never going to be back in. I have dreams of taking a sledgehammer and just like cracking them.
Well, I remember saying, and I think I like 10 years ago was like, mark my words, husband. people are not going to want open concept and stainless steel appliances.
It's so true.
And now all of a sudden.
I find open concepts to be very tricky because you think they're the right thing. Because you're like, oh, I've got this giant room and I can put these different spaces in them. But I find them very difficult because
Yeah, we have that right now because when we redid the kitchen and took out that one wall, that used to be a bedroom.
Yeah. But I don't think your kitchen would be called open concept. It's so.
There's a den and then like a little in a banquette that are all sort of connected.
I'm talking about like a big square space.
Yeah.
Open concept where it's like, there's your dining area. Here's your living area. And it's just four walls. To me, that is, I thought that's what I wanted. That's not what I want.
Yeah.
I like cozy rooms.
I do too. I like spaces. And I always have. So I've been fighting the open concept battle for a really long time with everybody. But here's the main reason why.
You've been battling the open concept. Where are you getting into street fights over open concept?
I will. I'm fully ready to throw down with anyone. You know me. Eye cream and open concepts are my two triggers.
And if you call furniture something other than what it is.
Oh, I'm selling this mid-century modern Craigslist table.
No, she won't have it.
It's not. That's okay.
It's 1980s and we all know it and don't try to pass it off as
mid-century. When I watch home reno shows, I want to punch. They all want like an open concept. And here's my problem with it. If you are making Thanksgiving dinner for 20 people, why do you want everybody in the kitchen seeing everything in the sink? Like anytime you throw a party, they see, because I like garage doors in the back or on the side. Because I don't think
Colin's the same.
That should be the first thing. I don't see anybody's laundry. I don't want to see the workplaces. I want to sit.
Well, you should not come by my house at any point in the next 2 days because it's
no. Your laundry's hidden.
Yeah,
it's back in a room, which is
I agree with you.
I feel like it should be. It's like you don't have a workbench in the middle of your living room,
right?
Because it's.
Well, I agree with you. I like spaces and I like simple design. I think designing a room can be really overwhelming. It can make you feel incredibly frustrated if it's not just a simple, like, regular space.
Yeah.
So give me simple, man. And I do not have simple with this house I'm in. Good God. Like, our drawers are shaped like triangles. Who the hell came up with that idea? Come on.
I don't know. Which drawer? Like, in the corner?
Oh, God. I can't even, like... The upstairs bathroom, the drawers in order. It's like there's a mirror in the bathroom. So when you're on the toilet, you can see yourself. Can I tell you what's devastating? That reflection.
Seeing yourself when you go to the bathroom.
No one is ever happy to see themselves.
No.
Down. I can't tell you the number of times I sit up just to see if I can like smooth out what's happening. It's devastating.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to look at that. That's a stupid choice.
You know what? Perfect argument for why open concept is bad. That's why we don't put toilets in the middle of like a dining room.
Yeah, why not put the crapper right in the middle if you're going
to
do it?
Because there are places to do things where you hide the business.
Yeah. Also, the idea of having a bathroom with like some sort of bougie door on it is super dumb. I want a lead door on the bathroom door.
like a spaceship kind of door.
But you know, like those doors that are kind of like you can kind of see through. I don't want that in a bathroom door.
Well, I got one of those for the water closet inside the bathroom, but I do want to get that replaced. It's like got slats in it and stuff.
Oh, I don't notice that on yours, but I think I feel safe because I can shut a normal door and then do my business in your bathroom accordingly.
Well, it's a it's in the master bath.
Yeah.
There's like a pocket door to get into the main space, and then there's a water closet that's
got
a really dumb door.
See, your house was so great though because you had like a couple of rooms that were really good to start. Like your bathroom, your master bath, great start.
Yeah.
Like if you've got one good bathroom and like one good main room, you're good to go. Our house, you know what I love about our house the most, and this is not me being funny, is I love our backyard. And it needs so much like landscaping, but I love when you're in the backyard looking at the back of the house. I love where we can eat out at the grill.
That's great. That's where we always end up being. Yeah. There are your kitchen,
which is
always
what
happens.
Death trap.
Well,
we're going to figure it out. I'm going to post some pictures.
Every party always ends up in the kitchen of the house.
Always.
Because then you have to walk far to get the drinks and stuff like that.
And everybody just collects there. No matter what you do or try to get anybody anywhere else, they're never in your living room.
No, they're always going to. You'll have 40 people in your kitchen and no one person.
Yes. One person's like leaning up against listening to music and eating pulled pork.
But that's why everybody's in the kitchen. They don't want to talk to that person.
They don't. They don't.
But I sort of feel like renovating a house is cheating in a way, because I liked our house. No, I'm not saying that about yours, because.
No, you piqued my interest. What are we talking about? Like hot GC comes over without a shirt on.
Yeah.
And shows interest in me. And I'm like, stop it. I'm married.
Stop it.
He greases up and like.
Look at me. I'm a harvest yellow oven and fridge set. What would you possibly want with me? Obviously, you want a stainless steel lady, don't you?
Yeah.
Or do you want something quality made that will last through the decades?
Never. Do you have kitty cat tile? Just wondering.
No, like when we moved into our house, it was not a great. The kitchen was so tiny. I think bath was bigger than our.
It was
our
a very tiny kitchen.
But I think if you would have said like, that's it, that if you move in, this is kind of what you get, I would have figured that out. And I like the figuring that out. Like I like to like have an odd space and figure out what to do with it. Because that's what's great about an old house is there's all this character. You had those triangle drawers. You know you like this.
No.
There's all these little places. Like you've got a little California. Nobody has basements in California, but she's got a little like wine cellar kind of deal.
That's what you call a California. It's literally where you put the bodies. If you were to murder someone, that house is where you put the bodies.
Quote unquote crawl space.
Yeah.
But it's big enough.
We have a California basement, which is hilarious because in Nebraska, your basement is literally the size of your house. Do you remember?
Oh my God. God. Yeah.
It was the best. And they're always like either. Nebraska basements are totally done and they're like a cozy den with a fireplace and an extra TV and a ping pong table and you can do like back handsprings.
You get a bar, a wet bar down there, or like a craft room, everything.
They're not done and it's like there's still like studs.
Yep.
And
you've got storage.
Like a leather.
It's so great.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
You got the beer fridge down there. You got the meat, the deep
washer
freeze,
dryer in the middle
washer
of the
dryer.
Room. Yeah.
There's a TV going on. You got a shortwave radio. You got a leather sofa that your dad kept from like 74.
My grandparents had this huge basement with grow lamps in it. They didn't grow plants in there. It was just this purple light. I'm like, do you just have these so I feel like I'm going to get murdered every time I go to like change the
laundry
over?
And it's your favorite place. It smells bad. It's like damp.
It's wet. Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember when we were growing up in Nebraska, my mom would be like, Dwayne, we've got water in the basement again.
Always.
And I would think that was the coolest thing to see like water like up coming up through the like on the ground. I was like, this is like a pool inside our house.
But was it
No, it's from the rain. My mom's like, get the hell out of this. You'll get meningitis.
Yeah. I brought a list of all my favorite home renovation shows.
Oh, and this is like porn.
We watch those home reno shows so much that we'll just put them on and then they'll loop like the entire, like
it's my favorite back to back.
Yeah. You're like at 5 o'clock, you're seeing the first episode again. But we watch them so much that my kids will come in for the like reveal. They're like, when
are they doing the reveal?
Yeah. Two bedroom flip. I love the reveal on this one. They like know them. And they also, we have like bets on house hunters, whether they're going to buy one, two or three, or whether they're going to love it or list it. Like
I love the home decorating shows. I do feel like I don't know. We both really like Emily Henderson, who, if you don't know who she is, I mean, she's in the design space. She's not only like a interior designer, she's also kind of got like a
lifestyle
thing.
Yeah.
But I we dig her vibe, and she actually came over to my house when we were figuring out if maybe we could do something together because I wanted her to decorate.
She's got a very cool aesthetic. Like it's,
and I think that's not done enough on those shows. There's always, they're kind of all the same, which is my only drag, because I'm like, I get it. The farmhouse modern is. I love Joanna Gaines in a way I can't explain.
I do too.
And I love Chip.
I love Chip so much.
I find him. I find him so attractive, but I like her so much. I don't want to get creepy about it.
I don't want to be weird. I know. And I honestly, I have to say, I was emotionally hurt a little bit when he got his tooth fixed.
Why?
Because I get it. He's on TV all the time. It probably bothered him. But I was just, he was just such a dude.
Yeah. I can, I like a good, I like a grill.
You like somebody
with, well, I just want him to know they're all there.
I just didn't want him to feel like he had to get his tooth fixed.
I think that billionaire feels fine with who he is.
Yeah.
And I love that literally, she's like, I wear $6 eyeliner. I'm like, you're perfect, Joanna.
Well, I think she can get away with $6 eyeliner because she is actually perfect.
Like, she's a perfect
human. They've got like 45 kids and she's like this big around. And she's then she's the tiniest like,
you guys,
person.
Sorry, my lavender garden is in the back of this picture and it's a little unruly. And I'm like,
hey, let's make blueberry and banana pancakes while I restocko the outside of the house, guys.
And she's like taking the kids to the vintage shop and they get $6 to shop with. She's actually mothering them, right? And I'm like, how much to keep you quiet?
How come Joanna
$22 games? For a freaking another iPad game? Great. Just be quiet.
She's not screaming at her kids in the antique store that if you break it, it's coming out of your ass.
My mom used to say.
Mine too. She doesn't say that to her kids.
I swear to God, you break anything, I'm going to break it over your
She's
ass.
She's just like, oh, antique painted apples. Wonderful choice.
Yeah. And her son is like, beautifully walking this little like wooden doll down the middle of the hallway. My kids would be like, this place is so boring.
Yeah.
Everything smells like old people.
My husband would do that.
Yeah.
So it's that's why I do it on my own. If
I do enjoy a good antique shop.
Oh my God.
I like old stuff because it's a little museum-y.
Yeah.
And I like museums a lot.
Yeah, that's why I like old houses too. It's got like a story to it or like an interesting. And also, you know, not everybody's going to have the exact same one, which is my problem. Not Joanna. I mean, everyone copies her.
She sets the bar.
Yeah. I think she had the first idea.
Yeah.
But if you watch like Flip or Flop, and I got to say, I was team Tariq, you know, or the husband, you know, like he and Christina or whatever, they got a divorce.
And then the network was like, your ratings might go up if you still choose to work together. What do you say? And they're like, well, we're not going to get along any worse.
I always really liked him. And she didn't seem horrible, but she always has that who farted face, like a little like sneering at everything. And all her, right?
I just peed my pants.
Kristen's doing a clench and straighten. You're going to hurt your back.
I did.
Right? Because it's true. It's true. She's like, I don't know. I really like these tiles. I'm like, why can't we do this? That you got shit on your pants. It's so weird. So I was a little more team Tariq or whatever. And then she got like her own show, but I'm just glad he's still employed. But she really basic bitches up space. She's like, let's just use white subway tile and then hang three mirrors in a row.
That's what I like about Emily Henderson so much is that I do think she's always conscious of a budget. I mean, she definitely has some stuff on there that's very expensive. But I think what she tries to do is she makes you like get excited about your own imagination, your own creativity. And she says, here are some standards of how to do it. Cause I like to follow rules. Like if they're like, if you have two lamps, they should be this far from the wall. Just like I like some of those little basic rules. And then I do my own thing, which I then just trust my eye, which is like everything. But
that's
like,
what I'm saying. When you post pictures to get ideas, people will be like, well, this is awesome. This is great.
Yeah.
I think you have to, it's not like your biggest problem is the functionality with the space, right?
It's functionality. We have a set of stairs, and I will put this on Instagram. We have a set of stairs that are pretty treacherous. They are put in, the guy is such a moron, and they have tripped so many people. And I'm waiting, like every time people come over, I worry about somebody getting really hurt. So it's a design. It is definitely a design puzzle.
The only way to make that safe is you got to get one of those big, thick, like Holiday Inn pool things to put like to so people have a way to. It's a corner.
I know it's a 90 degree angle. And what we're thinking is we're going to make it an obtuse angle. We're going to make it obtuse. We're going to bevel them out and just sort of that way. And then perhaps have two different colors of flooring so that you can discern but I'll put that on there. But back to home shows. I do think that the Property Brothers are my least favorite in their designs, but I appreciate them the most because they're different than the rest.
Yeah.
Like, I really like Studio McGee. That's a new one on Netflix. I like them a lot. But again, I think they go with a lot of like caramels and beiges.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want a little bit of funky and weird. I want a little, like, I love the Palm Springs aesthetic, which I think we both love.
Totally.
Like, which if you don't know what that is, that's basically like, think of any 1960s pictures with bright pinks and teals.
Bright pops of color.
And just everybody has
atomic
a martini.
Design, kind of.
I love it. That's my favorite.
It's really joyful, like,
it
looking.
Is.
Yeah.
Mid-century modern and Palm Springs is my vibe. But
she's a little bohemian, too.
I'm a little boho. Yeah. A little comforting.
Because she likes plants. She likes good textiles, like nice comfy blanket or rug.
I believe that when you're in a living room, if the best way, the best compliment you can get is if somebody accidentally falls asleep.
Yes.
I want it to
cozy.
Cozy and blankets that feel good. I'm so mad. By the way, small criticism to Joanna Gaines. And if she wants to call me, we can talk about it. But I did buy her pillows from Pier One and they're itchy as hell. And there is nothing worse than an itchy
throat.
Totally. Than an itchy throat pillow. Who knew? Mm-hmm. So now I'll go to my Home Goods and I'll square up for $20 a pop and be just fine.
Home Goods is the only place to go for throat pillows, really.
It really is. Why
because
would you,
you pay less? Yeah. And
I've watched my son pick parts of his body.
Wipe it
yep. on the pillow.
Yep.
Why would, and when he did that to my Joanna Gaines pillow, I almost got in a fight with my son defending her.
I know you were like, great, now I got to take that back.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Pier One. My son put his boogers on your pillow. Can I have my $60 back that I spent on your...
Well, it's ruined now, sir.
It's ruined. I'm not going to sit on this. But yeah, they've got their hands in their butt and their face. And so does my husband. I'm like, I know they're trying to trust these throw pillows.
Yeah, I want like comfy throw pillows. I want like a nice... Which is, we have a... Our den has a little love seat that's got a velvet couch that I love.
Yeah.
But it's not big enough for our entire family. Like,
but it's perfect because you have it in your kitchen, which is really cool.
So it's great if we're doing something, two
and
people
the kids,
are on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids are doing homework or whatever. But the we don't have that room where you like, I'm going to lay here and watch a movie while you lay this direction and watch a movie or whatever. Because the couches that we have, those leather couches, are not comfortable. So we don't we don't really have a space for that. It would be like getting rid of those couches, I think, and getting different
couches. Just getting a big old lovey-dovey sectional.
Yeah.
Guys, everybody measures everything by how comfortable your sofa is. That's what my first purchase was a sofa that I did spend some money on from Room and Board. And I was like, I want this thing to be like you lay on it and it makes you feel like you might bubble in your butt.
Is that the sofa you have now?
Yeah.
Oh, it is so nice.
Just where you go.
Yeah.
Like you just sit down and everything is cozy.
It's a perfect sofa.
Because I grew up, that's what we did. We all would sit on the couch and watch a movie together.
Yeah.
And so I wanted my family to do the same thing.
We for sure did not have comfortable couches. They were made of like some sort of like hunting or duck scene. And they had like big wooden balls on the ends of them.
Yeah.
And it was like entirely flammable
sort
of fabric.
I remember my mom got this new set. Do you remember when you'd have your living room, which ours was like red and yellow plaid furniture.
Hell yeah.
And a lazy boy.
Shit. Yeah.
Which.
Oh, the end of the couch that pops out.
Oh my God. It's the best.
You guys millionaires or what?
No. We had one lazy boy and one sofa. It wasn't in the sofa. We are not millionaires. But my mom had a really nice, sitting area?
Remember those tacky leather couches with cup holders? And you were like, oh my God, they're rich. Do they have a boat? What the fuck? These people, they are rich and tacky. Look at this as a new money sofa.
I feel like those are still around. I feel like those are still very relevant in design
today.
Well,
I've got more opinions about them.
Okay. Yeah, I feel
you don't put cup holders in a couch. You put them in a boat. Do you have cup holders in your couch?
No, but God, wouldn't that be awesome?
You don't put cup holders in a couch. Maybe your basement couch. Maybe.
Basement couch. God, I wish I was so rich that I had an ironic couch.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, you go in the basement and there'd be cup holders and everyone is like, this is the best thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
But it's where it belongs. It's where it belongs. In the basement, in the nethers, in the unseen region.
Yes. Not open concept. You close that door because
that door
is comfy but embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It smells a little like pee.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you want it to be. We had a couch. My mom bought a really expensive couch when I was like six. And we were never allowed to sit on that sucker. She would, you walk in, she'd be like, get out of there. Get out of there.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually, 20 years later, when I went to college, I got that couch and we named her the slut. And so we said, everybody wants to sleep on her all the time. And my mom would get so upset. That couch, I'll have you know, is very expensive from Richmond Gordman. Okay.
Wow.
Your nicknames are not funny.
My mom did have a couch that it was like, it was pretty, I think you would have liked it. It was like,
I like the one she currently has. I slept like I had no heartbeat.
Yeah, my mom has really good taste and stuff, but it was like sort of a bohemian woven, like it was in the 80s, but it didn't look very 80s. And it was she had it custom made because she wanted an exact square. So she wanted both sides the equal length. And we brought it to college. Like she had it. It lasted forever.
Yeah.
Literally, my husband, my brother chopped it up and
you take one side, Jenny, I'll take the other.
He really did because there was this year where like all the power went out for like a week. Remember?
Oh, I remember.
There was a giant blizzard. Yeah.
And I was caught at my parents' house doing laundry. Thank God. Because it like all the dorms went down.
Everything. You couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, my gosh. There was no power. I remember.
So my brother like chopped up furniture for firewood.
Good God.
He really did. You couldn't buy firewood anywhere because nobody had.
It was so sub-zero. All the, I forgot about that.
Trees fell because they hadn't lost their leaves yet. And so the weight of the snow made all the power lines like
I just stayed at my parents' house who had power and a really nice guest room. And they were like, you have to leave. Well, and I was like, it's not safe, Mom.
My brother went straight misery and then got such PTSD that he became an electrical engineer. And
just
now
so he could help the city.
Now they send him into hurricane zones to like restore power. And
then
stuff.
He moved to Germany.
Yeah. So he does it for them when they have hurricanes.
You know, the people that have it all already figured out.
That's true. What snows there?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it warm there or is it cold there right now in Germany?
Yeah, it is. It gets super cold, but I don't think it doesn't get Nebraska cold.
I don't think it gets Nebraska cold. That's how you always measure if somebody has ever dealt with cold. And the only person that can trump our cold is
Minnesota
and Chicago.
Yeah.
When they go Chicago cold or Minnesota cold, you're like, oh, that's fucking cold.
Deep Canada is pretty
North
cold.
North Dakota, South Dakota, shit. Both cold. It's, we just don't know anyone from there except Renee.
That's tragic. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That's like my kidneys ache. It's so cold.
The only way I'd move there is if someone was like, here's stupid money.
Okay. So that brings me to another show I wanted to tell you about. Okay. If you haven't watched it yet. Okay. It's called Bargain Mansions.
That sounds awesome. Where's that?
She's in Kansas City. So she buys like old houses. And sometimes they're not that old. Like the last one that I watched. It was like a house that was built in the 90s. And she does it all over. I swear to God, it looks like she's wearing Wrangler jeans and like cowboy boots. She's like rough around the edges.
Love her.
She pulls out a drill and then redoes these houses and sells them for like $300,000 more. But she saves all the cool stuff that she can fix. And then when I was like, where does she find these houses? And she mentioned one time Kansas City. And I was like, maybe I don't mind the snow so much. Because that's a nice.
Kansas City's a great town.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Good people. We've been there a lot on shows and they're always real good to us.
Yeah.
I even said the wrong city one time. I said we're in Kansas City, Missouri. I can't remember which one.
Well, did you say we're in Kansas City, Kansas?
Yeah, and we were in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
They just literally got quiet. And they were like, and I go, I don't know. I don't know. Do you have basements?
Yes.
Okay.
We have mansions you can buy.
We have mansions, you dummy, and the best barbecue in the country. What are you talking about?
I know. I think you'd really like her as this blonde lady. Do you ever watch that? Okay, I had to write it down because I can't. I just watch these shows. Rehab Addict.
Totally.
I love that show. And I love her, but I haven't seen that show in a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either because they can't do new content right now. Everything is like kind of on hold.
She's baller because she's like us. She's like, I don't know. I found this desk on the side of the road.
I might use it.
Now I'm going to make it a bathroom sink. Like,
yeah.
She does the coolest stuff for like free.
I love when people are innovative with stuff like when they dumpster dive and find stuff like that, because if you can make it look good, then you're a genius. But most people are like, hey, I found this bathtub and I put dirt in it and I planted stuff. And I'm like, it looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
Did you find that bathtub exactly right here?
Well, Do you think it's, this is my question about it. Like, why do we like it? Because I think I like the idea of like something is destroyed or looks terrible and you can, like, I love to paint stuff because I like to see the progress and the change. Is there just like some satisfaction? Like, totally. Why does everybody watch these shows?
I think we get so much satisfaction out of something that looks run down that is given new life. You know, like you take something that is old and you give it another breath. I think that's super fun. And I think it's a good sign of human behavior that we like it so much, because otherwise we would just tear down all the time. And I think, like,
when people do, it makes me sad.
I know. And listen, it makes me sad too. But if you offer the right number, I could entertain the idea. Everyone's like, whatever you do, don't tear your house down. And I'm like, you know what? I won't, unless the offer goes up by 20%.
Well, that's the thing is, like, if I understand, like, if it's let a dead dog lie, if it's like too much money to fix a house, you got to let it go. But I love when people make something better.
Oh, man. Or like some of these like 1960s mid-century modern houses that are around, or like the if they're of an era, like, keep them, man.
Yes.
I'll tell you, when Colin and I were looking for our first condo, and when you are very restricted by your budget, they're only showing you one kind of thing, and it's a level 2 on the Richter scale of awesome. And this dude died.
On a 1-40.
On a 1-40. Yeah. Literally. I'm like, here's our budget. And they're like, let's get you a garage.
Hold on. You're going to be working with my intern.
Yeah. I'm sorry. My intern's assistant will call you maybe never. Okay. Thank you. We went to this house, and the gentleman had died. And he
was still there.
He was still there for Jen's crystals and witchery.
And I meant his body.
So, but yeah, he's still in the, you know, he's still in his recliner. So Ed was very nice.
I have to legally disclose.
There was a man that died here.
Kristen's like, I don't give a shit.
Is he still warm? I just need to look at his house. He's very nice. Sorry, he did not change a single thing about this house. And when I tell you that you're making jokes about a mustard yellow oven, this thing looked like it had been, he had cleaned it with a Q-tip. It was like a museum. I go, I wouldn't change a single thing in this house. It is move-in ready. And anybody that can't see that is crazy. And of course, then everybody saw it and they, like, Ed made a butt ton of money and I just sat on the fray, like,
bidding war.
Hey, intern's assistant.
Well, if something's made with, like, quality, I'm not talking about, like, laminate floors.
No, you're talking about if
somebody has
KitchenAid.
Like, if somebody has like good quality items, then just take care of them and they'll come back around.
It had like old clocks that were still there.
Like, speaker system and stuff.
Yeah, and it had like, you could do the intercom with the button and it still worked. Like, the guy cared. I think that's what it is. When you walk into a house and you know it's been loved and you can breathe new life in it.
I have to tell you, dad's house, almost the exact same, only he did not care. So, like,
but he did hide treasure.
It was like you walked into his kitchen and you're like, well, I haven't seen a black and red plaid carpet in a kitchen, but I don't know if ever. And it was like very like 70s, like the darkest cabinets ever with like foil.
Someone's going to make that cool.
Oh, they did. And that's why I love it. Like, this young family bought it.
Yeah.
And like,
they're like red.
And the real estate agent is a friend of mine in Nebraska, and she sent pictures of how they'd read on this house. I love it. I know. But there was this thing I loved about it, because I just have this memory of like going there like after dinner or something, and he had this cozy fireplace.
Yes.
This like dark wood beam ceiling. And I know that like everybody hated the 70s because it was so dark, but I loved that like coziness of them.
Yeah, and you get all squirreled into your...
That's why I love our living room, because we have dark.
You have dark.
And I like it. That is the one room that I'm like...
That's your only room that's dark. The rest has really wonderful light and you have all those windows, because I am a light person, but I'm like you. I like when it's supposed to be dark, it gets dark.
Yeah.
And I don't want everything to be fake light and fake
No.
dark.
The windows are probably the reason the windows and the view are the reason we bought that house.
Yeah.
They were going to tear it down.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's exactly what our house was... just a little bit more than what a teardown price was. And I walked in, I'm like, so I'm not tearing this sucker down. I'm going to live in it.
I don't remember.
Neighbors, what's up? Let me bring in my car.
I don't remember which house it was, but we were having like lunch one day and Kristen's like, oh, no, it was, Kristen was like, I don't like our school district. I'm going to text my husband. We got to move. And for her to say, Colin does something right away. We're at lunch the next day. We're like, on the road and she's like, we're buying a house. I was like, what? Well, did I fall and hit my head? What happened? And did 4 months go by? I don't understand what happened.
I did. I make a decision and then I can't go backwards. If the decision has been made, and I was like, I don't like the school district we're in. Let's move to Studio City. We love it. Probably can't afford it. Colin's like, I found a rental. I'm like, rent it. We rented it. Moved into it. Jen, we found a house. We bought it.
She was like, well, you know, if you don't really like where the schools are, you should move. We should move. Hold on. I sent Colin a text.
Yeah.
And then she really didn't even utter the words out loud. And then she just was moving. She was like, how do you think about this color paint for my new bathroom? And I was like, what?
Yeah. Are you out of your mind? I'm like, I just like to make things hard. I like to make marriage harder. I like to make life harder. I really loved that house that we rented.
Yeah.
And they tore it down.
They totally didn't.
Yes, they did. And that, let me tell you, the reason I love that house is that house was 100% designed by a housewife in the 1950s who at the time, despite that now we can have it all, so to speak, in the 1950s, that a woman was like the engineer of her home. She was the captain of that ship. And this woman was like, no house is worth its salt if there's not a lot of cabinetry for storage, a nice sized bathroom, huge bedrooms, and like a cozy fireplace. And I was like, this would have been the greatest house if the owners weren't awful.
I loved that house so much because it did have cozy places, was bright, had a good fun yard.
Yeah, yard was bad in the back. And the only thing that sucked is because of Waze, the traffic, it was a through street now.
Yeah.
And so like when the kids were outside, I was always worried somebody was on their Range Rover was going to like burn through the stop sign. I couldn't. So finally went out, set up my lawn chair next to the stop sign, yelled at people.
Swinging a whistle.
100%. In her tech vest.
In her tech vest and also her big, huge Kirkland underwear. So then people just started rerouting.
You're literally bringing down the comps of this neighborhood.
There was one of those yellow triangles with the exclamation point that would pop up.
Well, the last straw, Jenny, was I got real naked and I greased myself up.
The neighbors asked him to leave.
Asked me to leave.
But luckily,
and we moved to a different area.
Found a place right away.
We did. We found a place and they were like, we're happy to have you.
Okay, so you have to update us. Honestly, share those pictures. And then I want to share my idea for your
We're
going to
make
room.
This like a series because this is just something I think we all as women on
Love
one level
do.
Or another can get behind. Whether and it's honestly, the organizing or the cleaning or the decorating or the painting or the building.
Now, we should make this disclaimer. We're not those put together bitches that we get mistaken for all the time.
Oh, no. I don't think anyone thinks I'm put together.
I don't think they're bitches either. I'm just saying that we're not them, but people are like, you know who you remind me of is those girls. And I don't know who they are because I...
Oh, the home edit girls.
Oh, the home edit girls, yeah.
They're far more put together than me.
They've made
a career and a major brand over organizing.
So yeah, if you want real advice, or this is just
the brunette is also rail thin. I'm like bad version of her. She's like, don't compare me.
I know it's probably heartbreaking. Don't anybody tell them, but people
off brand for you because you're very designy and you have like a cool. Freak to see your closet. All your pink closet that's made for a hobbit.
Yeah.
I go up there and I just look like an oversized.
Without breaking their wrists.
Yeah. No, they have a show on Netflix and I root for them. They seem really sweet and they have like a lot of people that work with them.
I know. I've heard that it's awesome, but we are not
them.
Awesome. Yeah.
We are not them.
Yeah.
We're going to show you how to decoupage an old milk carton and put flowers in it and it will look exactly like that.
Exactly.
It will. Yeah, it'll be a version of that. I'll be like, isn't this neat? I saved $8.
To plant flowers in a bathtub.
It looks charming when you're not me. If you're someone that's designy, you can make that look neat. Otherwise,
like in our backyard?
To the wise, don't have it be like an actual bathtub liner. Like have it be like an old claw tub.
Oh, shit. That's so backwoodsy. You know, somebody just left the shower liner by the side of the road.
That'd make a great planter.
I get it. It's hard to say no when you see something free. I mean,
sometimes
free.
You get inspo and you're like, no one ever uses a liner for a planter. They just use the cool tub.
So I was going to say that who could be our hot flash, because there's one for each of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jonathan and Drew Scott. But they date really good looking.
Why do you keep saying like we don't have it? Like we're not good looking. Are we not good looking anymore? You keep saying that they date good-looking people, and I think in some
think
weird way.
I dating, like, Zooey Deschanel. Do you feel like you're in her group? Because when we cut these mics, I need to have a conversation. I love you, and you know this. But I don't want to see you hurt.
What you doing? No, she's so charming and so cute. I'm just putting you in a weird spot. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think like, I could play, like, her... Her, like, third cousin that she doesn't want to admit she has.
Yeah. Me too. She'd be
We'll be at a party.
She's got a shower liner in her backyard.
Yeah, that's who I am. They'll be like, yeah. Oh, God, she's the worst. But isn't that great that they're together?
Yeah. Because they got – is it the one who got divorced, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
She got divorced. Well, she bounced back with a home renovator. I don't think he's going to do any better.
I'm team Tariq forever, man. I always feel bad for them.
Is he single?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think
they both were like,
they're like, we got married young because we were both good looking. And
is that why you get married young? Wait, I got married at 34. What does that mean about me?
Well, I think when you're that young, you're like, we're both hot. Let's just bang
all the time and make babies and so then, the world has hotter people.
Then you become who you are. And Tariq was like,
she's annoying and has fart face.
Like fart. Quit looking like that. Quit it.
Isn't that where we're at right now? Where you're like literally looking at your husband and you're like, just can you change your face?
Yeah.
Can you please change your face?
If you're going to eat, could you turn away?
Can you just do something other than be in the room with me right now, sir?
Which that brings me to my hot flash.
Oh, yeah. What's your hot flash? Hot flash. Hot flash.
Hot flash. Hot flash. It's a blast from the past.
Who?
Because I was looking up old.
Oh, no. Somebody got bored.
Bob Vila.
Bob Vila?
From This Old House.
Are you? What? I can party with a lot of crazies.
You
didn't
have a crush on Bob Vila when you were a kid?
You have an actual problem. If Bob Vila did it for you.
When you were a kid.
When I was a kid, I was not looking at Bob Vila because I thought he looked like my dad.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like my dad.
You waited till you were like 14 to have a crush on somebody.
And then I had a crush on somebody looks like a cousin. That's the right way to do it, Jen. Bob Vila never did it for me. No.
He didn't? I think my mom had a crush on him. And so I think it translates. I was like, Barb, oh, that's a man.
Barb.
She's got the weird taste, doesn't she? I guess now I'm embarrassed.
No. I can see why you would like him. I think he's a mature choice.
Hey, a guy who knows his antiques is...
You know what? There was no one else like him.
Yeah.
There was no one else like him. I went through this is going to date me like nobody's business.
That guy wore a tech vest.
I fucking
believe that guy
wore a fishing vest.
Yes, he did.
And I love a good fishing vest.
Norm Abrams, master carpenter.
Oh, my God. Now we're talking. I freaking love their.
Build you a time machine. Build you a Norm Abrams time machine. You'll be happy wife.
I have peed my pants like 18 times. I have no pelvic floor left because of my back. I mean, it's not to that point because I've got a lot of cotton. I've got a cotton barrier that, hello. Those fancy new like Thinx underwear have nothing on what I'm wearing.
She has 4 pair of Kirklands on.
I mean, you got to wear the Kirks. Are we done?
I think that we are, but we should tell everybody that
you can
listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram or visit us at imomsohard.com.
You can also find us and watch us on YouTube at imomsohardpodcast.com.
And eventually, you'll find us looking at paint samples and flooring samples for Kristen's.
And then I might come to you and say, like, I'm having real problems in my marriage, you guys. over a picket fence, over the pickets you pick for a fence. Game off. No, we're going forward. We're going forward and we're going to make it a thing. We're going to get a, we're going to be the next Joanna Gaines.
I'm Chip. And I'm Norm Abrams. And this is I'm So Hard.
And this is I'm So Hard, the podcast. Signing off. Goodbye. Bye.